This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Great Mates is going live in 3, 2, 1.
Hey mates, welcome to Quarantined Mates. I'm your host Cade, and on the other end of a Skype line, not Zoom, not Google Hangouts, not the, what's that new one? It's like a house party.
Yeah, house party too with Kid and Play.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, featuring Nelly.
Yeah.
No, it's not any of those apps. We're only using Skype. We're Skype boys. Welcome to Great
Skype
Mates.
Boys.
How
welcome to Skype boys.
Yeah, Skype boys. It's the new episode of Great Mates. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. So it's been a long time since we've done episodes in this type of format, because little beknown to maybe some new listeners or anything like that, is we actually recorded our last podcast, Comic Confidential, Don't Talk About It.
No, doesn't exist.
I think we recorded that remotely for 6 months.
Yeah, so I think I only really ended up having to do maybe a handful of episodes remotely because I kept coming home all the time because I didn't like Townsville. No offense to the Townsville listeners. But yeah, but it was interesting. That was even worse than this, because here at least I'm in the comfort of my own home, whereas there I was like jam-packed into a car just parked on the side of the road.
That's right, I forgot. You had to. You used to have to drive somewhere because you didn't get any phone reception.
Yeah, there was like no internet where I was, because again, it's Townsville. And yeah, so basically I had to drive in a car and sit in a car and record an episode. And here we are. But hey, I'm in my nice swingy chair.
Yeah.
I get to swing around. And we're looking at each other still. So that's something different as well.
Well, I guess it's different. We always used to record face to face. Actually, it's no, okay. we always
I can reach out and touch you.
I can almost like feel the fatness.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
I can definitely feel the sweatiness. I don't know if that's you or me, though.
Yeah, I think it's you.
You know, this whole, like, self-isolation stuff in the tropics is dead set shit, because I'm like, I look outside right now, and it is the most perfect day to go do anything that you want.
Anything.
Anything. Like, this is, I feel like we're stuck in an Alanis Morissette fucking concert. This is irony.
Well, considering she didn't even understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that ironic?
Is it? I think that's ironic. Maybe that's the whole point.
Maybe.
That everything she was saying wasn't ironic, but she made the song
ironically.
Know, ironic.
Yeah.
I think we cracked the code.
There you go.
The Alanis Morissette code. It's done.
It is what it is, man.
There's the two codes. Well, there's the three codes. The Enigma code, the Da Vinci code, the Alanis Morissette code, all cracked.
Yeah.
All cracked now. 2020, it's coming good.
Is the Da Vinci code actually a real thing? Or is that like, is it just like a made up thing for that book?
I'm pretty sure it's just a made up thing for that book.
Surely, because like, I find that ridiculous. Like even that whole concept of that movie where like Tom Hanks has to run around all of Italy and France and stuff like that to crack this code.
Yeah. I don't, look, I've read the book and seen the movie, and I don't remember any of it. Like, I don't remember what any of it's about.
And
I know there's some weird like priest guy that like smacks himself in the back with a fucking like one of those like belts.
Right. Like, is that a kink thing?
That's kind of it. That's all I remember.
Is he like?
That's it. That's literally the only thing I remember. And I think someone's related to Jesus.
Oh,
maybe
right.
Like I think Tom Hanks is related to Jesus or something.
Is this actually? You know what I think that is? I think that the Da Vinci Code is, it must be a prequel to Preacher.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, like in Preacher, that whole storyline is about keeping the bloodline of Jesus, like, sacred and pure.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe that's just, like, one like, slither of that bloodline.
Yeah, I think from what I can remember, the chick that Tom Hanks was working with ended up being a long-lost relative or something. Like the last known living relative of Jesus or something.
How do you not know that? What did she do? Did she like prick her finger and send it to ancestry.com?
Well, if she had have just spent $99.95 on ancestry.com, she would have found out ages ago, and they wouldn't have had to go around running around doing all that shit.
Do you know, have you heard like these conspiracy theories of like, that's why ancestry.com exists and places like that, is they're looking to, let me put my tinfoil hat on, is okay. That they're actually.
You know, this isn't Yeah, this is great, mates, and I'll believe, right?
I don't know. I see on my screen, I've got a believe sticker on my microphone. Well,
I got a great mate sticker. We didn't coordinate. We should have coordinated stickers.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Actually, I don't even have great mate stickers here because you took them.
Yeah. I have them all.
You know what? I have
the world supply of great mate stickers.
I was actually talking about that with my wife earlier today. I was like, you know, it's so ironic, Alanis Morissette, that we got all these stickers made because we're going to do, a little bit of guerrilla marketing of our podcast and just stick these things around everywhere. People aren't around anywhere, man.
No. Not only are you not allowed out really to put them out, people aren't around to see them anyway. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, it is what it is. What am I going to do?
That's why we're videoing this, just in case people want to see it. So they want to see it and they can see the one sticker that's out in the world currently.
That's it. And I'm gonna go break the rules. I'm gonna go out at like 3 a.m. and I'm gonna go stick these on people's doors. Actually, on people's letterboxes. That might not be a bad idea. Letterboxes, because you know people are still gonna go out and collect their mail.
Yeah, they have to.
So I wonder if that would be more illegal than sticking it on like other things in random places, because that's someone's property. It's not like council property.
Yeah, does it make it like federal vandalism?
Yeah.
If you're like, you know, if you're attacking anything postal related.
Maybe. Who owns, but I wonder, I would imagine that you own your post box. But it is on council's land, isn't it?
See, this is the tricky thing. I don't know who owns your post box. There you go. There's a question for you guys out there.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I'm sure you do, because if it got wrecked, you have to pay for it. The council won't.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? If you know, let us know.
Let us know.
And we won't remember what we asked.
Yeah, something about a post box or something. But you were saying something about ancestry.com. And that's the whole reason why it exists. You're going to put your tinfoil hat on.
Oh, yeah, because apparently, you know, this is like one of the many theories, you know, that are out there about like why Ancestry.com exists, is because they want to collect everyone's DNA to find out who is a offspring of Jesus Christ, superstar.
That can't be real.
It's just one of the theories that are out there. And, you
from
know.
Who? Oh. Which Reddit user?
Man, oh. Reddit user, Jesus Christ was a female, 32.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if, there is something like that going on, though.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't put it past, you know, like, I don't want to get, you know, sort of religio or anything religio. Like that. This show.
Not really just religio.
Not religious. Religio, mate.
Is that the Italian version of being religious?
No, it's like only if you do this when you're doing it, if you make the Italian symbol.
That's the international Italian symbol.
For those that aren't watching the video, I'm just doing that hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I don't want to get religio on there, but I wouldn't be surprised if, like a place like that is... You know, they're trying to find out at least how many Christians are out there, you know what I mean?
And your blood would tell them that.
Hey?
Your blood would tell them that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like when you're a Jedi, what is it? The medical
midichlorians.
Yeah, in your blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
You have certain amounts of Christian chlorines. Yeah. Christian chlorines in your blood.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, he has his blood of Christ is quite high.
Oh, it's high. He's got a high Jesus count in his blood.
Ease up on the religio talk there, buddy.
Which Jesus, though?
Mm.
Is it like the Jewish Jesus?
The Mexican Jesus?
The Mexican Jesus. Oh, my God. He's related to Jesus. No, that's Jesus from Mexico.
Yeah. Oh.
That's Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about Zeus. No, Jesus.
Jesus, who was also a carpenter, weirdly enough.
So. Oh, ironic, isn't it? We should just call this episode Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, it's the irony episode.
Yeah, that's it. So how have you been dealing with the isolation? Because, you know, for me, it's nothing really new. I for those who can see the video, my office has been kind of trashed by a ball pit. And so on and so on. But it looks like your office has been trashed by the girlfriend's washing.
Well, this is how this room always looks.
Yeah, that's true.
It's basically 90% wardrobe, 10% my desk.
Yeah, because you get this tiny little corner and you get that little slither of a bookshelf. For some reason, you're still hoarding that physical media.
This is all DVDs, baby. All DVDs. Some Blu-rays, but not many. Weirdly enough, I still have all this and I have absolutely zero ways to play DVDs currently.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah. Cannot play a DVD. If I want to go and play a DVD, I need to watch it on iTunes instead. So I can't do it.
So I have to ask, why are you keeping it?
Just for the looks.
For the
just
looks.
It's just to keep my nerd look going.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Because if I lose all this physical media, there's some pops in there as well. I'll bring a pop out for the video. It's a which one did I grab? It's the 12th Doctor.
What's that?
Doctor, it's pretty nerdy. We got that at Supernova when we went there to do whatever it is that we did when we went to Supernova for that other podcast that we used to do.
Fuck Supernova. What?
What?
No, it's something in my throat.
Yeah, yeah. But so I keep it there for nerd culture reasons.
Yeah, right.
Also, I have this Skyfall 007 Bulldog. It's from Skyfall.
You were quite proud of that when you got that.
What's
this? Welcome to Troy's office. He's Troy's YouTube channel. This is really great content for those people who may only be listening.
It's MTV Cribs, the shit version.
But it's actually MTV Cribs, but this is your crib, like an actual baby crib, because that's the same amount of space that you got.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I have the same room as a baby crib. So that's it. Nothing much has changed for me though.
Oh,
I'm still kind of doing the same thing that I was always doing.
You're out on the beat.
I'm out on the beat. I guess there's a little bit more or less going out and eating dinner, which is something that we used to do quite a lot.
Yeah.
Now we just don't do that.
How's that feel?
Financially good.
What about your taste buds?
My taste buds, it's kind of like, man.
They're on isolation too.
I kind of miss my restaurant food.
Yeah, it's it makes you feel like you used to live a very privileged life, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's been like a week. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It hasn't been that long. And already it's kind of like you take those things for granted. You're like, ooh, I should have just had one more burger.
Yeah, that's
or
right.
I should have had that one time I said no to going out and eating that steak. I should have said yes.
Oh.
Not that you can still eat steak, but you know, it's not the same.
Mm, but yeah, there's a lot of missed steaks out there now. I heard some really, really devastating news today is that our new favorite burger/wing joint is closing today.
Oh, no. Who's that?
That's Yankee D's. So
okay.
If you want to go and get your like last kilo of wings, today is your last chance.
Today is my last kilo of wings day.
Yeah. I'm highly considering it because they said they may not reopen after it.
All right. Well, okay. Well, that raises a bit of a question then, right? So you've sparked a question in me at least.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you could have access, let's say self isolation goes crazy and it goes into a quarantine, right? Let's just pretend for a second. Let's just pretend this very real possibility is a possibility.
Something that's probably already happened by the time this podcast comes out.
but if we were to go into, say, quarantine, what would be the one food that you would want to have access to unlimited access to?
Or it'd have to be a breakfast food.
Okay.
Because I can live without everything else. I don't need lunch. I don't really need dinner.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if you have a nice big breakfast in the morning, you're set for the day.
Except for the day. Big greasy breakfast. Ooh, what else do you need?
Damn. And coffee. That's it.
Yeah, breakfast and coffee.
That's all I would want. So you know, I'm pretty simple when it comes to like a breakfast. I would have like maybe cheesy scrambled eggs, yeah, toast, and a coffee. I'll be set.
Okay.
All stuff I can make at home quite easily.
Yeah.
But
it's so much better when someone else does it.
Exactly.
For you.
And you know, I feel like a rich man.
Yeah.
I paid my $16.
Go make this thing for me, slave, that I'm paying three times the amount of money to that I would have.
Three times? If I had just made fuck, it would be what? Like 10 times.
10 times, probably, yeah. Me personally, I'd probably, I reckon coffee.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of that takeout coffee. I've got a few favorite sort of coffee places around town that I like to go to. I'll be pretty devastated if that's something that happens.
Mm.
Sushi as well. We get really good sushi here. So
yeah. Yeah, we do. We do. And there's like 1,000 good sushi places around where we live.
Exactly.
Because like we have a very Asian-centric tourism market. So those restaurants and eateries are quite prolific where we live. So it would be devastating to lose those.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of like there are some places that they don't get the same kind of sushi that we get. They get like pretty average kind of sushi and I feel sad for them.
Yeah.
We get some of the best sushi in the world, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to think we are, and you know, this is a big call. I'm saying we're the number one place in Australia for sushi.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the world. I was going to say Japan might disagree.
They might just edge us out a little bit.
Yeah, maybe just a bit. I'd say that's not far off.
Yeah.
I'd say that'd be pretty well true. I'm going with it anyway. I'm running with it.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got the number one sushi destination out in Australia.
Yeah. So if you have a chance, like Uber eat some sushi your way because God knows they'll fucking need it at the moment. And you will too.
You will. But yeah, kind of like I would really be interested to see sort of because where our restrictions are fairly
lenient.
They're kind of limited at the moment. Like they're not crazy. We still have a lot of freedom of movement and stuff like that.
Oh, man, I was able to go get a coffee this morning because I went for a walk.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? All you got to do is combine two essential services.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
Exercise and food and beverage.
Yeah.
And you're completely fine. But we would dead set have listeners from, you know, parts of the world that would be in fairly strict sort of lockdown conditions at the moment.
Mm.
I'd be interested to see how, you know, those people are coping, what they're doing to sort of really get through the time at the moment.
It's interesting, man, because like I have mates over in the States and one of like his wife works in like an infected area. So she's been quarantined in there.
Yeah, right.
So he's like living his best life because his wife is trapped on the other side. he's never been happier.
Thank you, Corona. Freedom. No one should joke about Corona freedom, but I get it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like,
I guess it makes sense.
Have you ever been trapped with your kid and wife for 2 weeks straight?
But that's I guess that's the flip side of it. Like you are kind of, you know, you only really have contact with a certain sort of limited amount of people. We're lucky enough that we have this sort of thing,
yeah.
And this gives us something, you know, to sort of break the thing. And we both still like, not so much you because your work is very home based anyway. But me, I still, you know, I'm still out amongst the public pretty much every day of my life, so I don't really have those sort of things. But I think if you were dead set trapped, you know, as it were, for an extended period of time, just with the one other person or, you know, yourself and a couple of kids or something, it would sort of drive you crazy. You'd have to get very inventive with things that you were doing to maintain your sanity.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I have learned nearly every word of every Wiggle song that is out at the moment because that shit is just being on replay all day.
Isn't it weird how every baby of every generation still likes the Wiggles?
It's insane, man. There's like there must be something psychological to it. It's kind of like that episode of The Simpsons where, you know, it's Join the Navy's played backwards.
Yeah.
I reckon it's something like that where they, I don't know, man. There's a lot of work that goes into those Wiggle songs because they even get catchy to adults after a while. And it's like, man, I can see why kids are like, this is like kidnap. You know, catnip for kids, man. It's like fucking they get addicted to this shit. I play it and she just starts dancing around.
Yeah, it's like if you play Hot Potato backwards, it's like it's just like buy our merchandise.
Yeah, that's
or something like that. Yeah.
Hit play a thousand times.
It's a Wiggles cult.
It is a Wiggles cult, man. You jump onto the Wiggles YouTube page. One of their videos, man, has over 80 million plays.
Damn.
And it's like 43
Who
minutes.
Are they? Psy?
Yeah, right.
Remember him? Remember Gangnam Style?
Oh, man. He broke the record and made no money from that.
No money.
Like YouTube.
How do you make no money?
Yeah, YouTube. I don't think they monetize the music videos.
Oh. How rough is that?
And fuck, man. Like, imagine being an independent artist.
Well, I guess they could also go broke. Like when somebody gets a billion views and you're paying like, say, whatever they pay on the view.
Yeah.
whatever it is. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but
to still pay out.
The percentage they would get would be quite large. It would be like, I don't know, you would get like maybe 20% of what they're making.
Right.
So to them, they're still making big bank.
Yeah, I suppose. But this is going to be the way entertainment is right now. Like, I put out a thing the other day, basically just kind of joking, but it's sort of true. Like this kind of like podcasting, as an example, is one of the things that you know, any sort of lockdown is not really going to be able to stop.
No,
like we are the future of entertainment, unfortunately for you guys. But yeah. This is the future.
Absolutely, it is. It's kind of like, you know, rain, hail, or shine. Like even like, let's say hypothetically tomorrow the NBN went down. We would still be able to figure out a way to do this.
Absolutely, we could. As long as we still had like a 4G network.
Where even a 3G will be set.
Even a 3G. Even if we had two cans and a long piece of string.
We could do something.
We could do something. So, you know, this sort of thing, YouTube videos, that sort of stuff, like content that you can create out of your own home is, it's going to be the future for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
And you see a lot of these, like a lot of these talk shows, like, what is it? I think there's, I don't know, like the Late Show with Seth Meyer or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, John Oliver, Desus and Mero, all these sort of things that are doing these sort of like Jimmy Fallon talk shows at night. They're all doing that out of the comfort of their own home, and basically just like I guess Zooming or Skyping guests in.
Yeah, well, I saw the project the other night, and it's like every guest that they have on, and you know, fuck me, right, for watching free to wear TV.
I don't know why you'd watch the project.
I don't know. I don't know. It's because I'm being a fuckhead and I'm watching the news lately just to see if like things are getting cray cray. And you know, you watch the news and everything is cray cray. So
yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like
this is probably not the best place to go for your information.
Yeah, right. But and then it just kind of stays on, and then the project comes on. And it's like, hey, I'm where the project, bunch of fuckheads sitting around the table, worst jokes in the world. Let's throw to a Skype interview.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think the good thing about like when you look at some of the shows I was mentioning before, like, you know, Deezer's Marriage, John Oliver, all that sort of stuff, they're still getting like everybody is still working. So all the writers are still getting together over Skype or whatever, whatever they're using.
Yeah.
Over Skype or Zoom or whatever. And they're still writing the show properly, and they're still doing the title cards, and they're still like, you know, doing editing and effects and things like that. But, you know, it's just everybody is able to still make the show from home. The content is obviously it's going to look a little different. But I like the fact that everyone is still they're trying to get out there and be as inventive as they can to still basically entertain us folks and keep us informed.
Oh man, as indeed. Much as they can. And you know, it's going to change the workforce forever, because like all those people who've asked their boss, "Can I work from home? I can totally do my job from home. Just let me do it from home."
Yeah.
And the boss is like, "No way, motherfucker."
Yeah.
Now it's like, God damn.
Now what?
Yeah. I told you I could do it. I told you.
That's it. I'm working from home.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and you can't say no.
Like we're going to come out the other side of this, and it's going to be incredibly, like, I think I might have said this on last week's episode, but it's going to be a very different, very weird world when we do sort of come out the other side. It'd be interesting to see sort of what changes this whole thing puts in place once it's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. But anyway. I think the question for this week's episode is like, what is the one food that you would want forever in your isolation?
Yeah, if you have access to no food, what would be the one food that you would want, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's obviously a breakfast item, I would think.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, you know, you can't have
just
dinner.
Just nonstop hash browns.
Yeah, that's it. Imagine hash browns or like pancakes 24/7.
Oh, 24/7 pancakes, baby.
Damn, I'm down for that.
When this is all said and done, right, and business is back to normal, I'm going to open a pancake shop. It's going to be called 24/7 Pancakes Baby.
And with the baby on there?
Yeah.
That's a very long store name. 24/7 Pancakes Baby.
Baby. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Which basically sounds like an IHOP, because I think that's pretty much what they do. But 24/7 Pancakes Baby, it's coming at you post-corona PC, 2020 PC.
Yeah, this is PC culture is going to change.
Absolutely. It's going to be BC, then PC, yeah, or AC, whatever they want to, however they want to do it.
I think PC is better.
Yeah, PC. 2020 PC, maybe 2021 PC, 24/7 pancakes, baby.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Yeah.
It's coming for you. Before we go, we hope everybody's staying safe. Everybody's staying inside. Stand away from everyone. Do your part. Wash your hands.
Wash your balls.
All that sort of stuff. Wash your what?
What? Did you say wash your balls?
Because on my end, you kind of cut out for a second. I didn't hear what you said. But from the context and the little bit I could hear, it was either balls or pussy. And
you know what? I said balls. Wash your balls, because it's always good, because you never know when you're going to have clean balls in any situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You should probably always have clean balls.
Yeah.
Just regardless of whether a situation might pop up.
I feel like there's not enough awareness around clean balls. You know, everyone's saying clean your hands, but no one's saying clean your balls.
Wash your hands 20 seconds, wash your balls 40. Mm. Simple as that.
And remember, if you're playing with it for too long,
they'll fall off.
Anyway, look.
That's what my mom used to tell me.
That's where we're going to end it. That's where we're going to end it. That's a safety notice for this week's episode. All right. Hit us up on the socials. The links are in the show notes. We'll be back next week. I'm Cade.
And I'm Troy.
And this has been Great Mates.
Peace.
Cheers.
Wash your balls, people. I haven't stopped. Hang on.